This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We share the absurd with the left. Pardon me. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. And you may be thinking, Kevin, what are you talking about? We share the absurd with the left. But we do. We share the absurd with the left. In one area of conservatism, we are absurd. Have I intrigued you? I hope so. There's a guy, a Danish philosopher, his name is Soren Kierkegaard, and he's considered to be the father of existentialism, the school of philosophy that puts the individual and his emotions, his thoughts, his responsibilities, and actions at the center of considerations. Kierkegaard's influence was really strange in that it extended to both the secular philosophers, people like Martin Heidegger and Jean-Paul Sartre. These were the people who were important in radicalizing the 1960s, but he also influenced theologians like Karl Barth and Emil Brunner. So Kierkegaard played this crucial role in shaping the way people thought during the 20th century. But to understand him, it's important to understand how he understood God. So for Kierkegaard, God was utterly transcendent, and infinite qualitative difference separated God from humanity. In other words, there is no way we could ever get to him. He's just impossible to reach, impossible to understand, and so on and so forth. So for Kierkegaard, faith wasn't about knowing or an act of trust in God, in God's goodness, in God's love for us necessarily. Instead, it's a belief in the, quote, strength of the absurd. And by absurd, he means that God contradicts reason. In other words, we only believe in God because we have faith in God, not because we actually see him, not because he's actually there going, hey, Kevin, do this or do that. I tell you all this, and I give you a little background on Soren Kierkegaard, because here's one of the things that he said that was pretty profound. He says, life is not a problem to be solved, but a reality to be experienced. A reality to be experienced. I want you to think about that just a bit. Do you remember days or do you remember moments? I know I remember moments. You said to me, Kevin, what you do 3 weeks ago on Wednesday, I don't know. I don't have a running calendar. I remember Netanyahu saying, why do people take pictures? I don't understand why they take pictures. I mean, it's just capturing this moment. This moment is it's nothing. It has already passed. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. You're here with me. Why do you need to take a picture? And a lot of people, you know, they want to capture that moment. They want to capture those memories. And I understand that. I really do. But at the end of the day, what do you remember? You remember the moment for Netanyahu. It's not a big deal when he meets you, but when you meet him, maybe it's a big deal. So you want to capture the moment. I was here when Netanyahu was in town or whatever. You remember possibly where you were when Mike Tyson lost the championship. You remember possibly where you were when the World Trade Center went down. You capture those moments. So life is fleeting. I mean, it's passing by. And let's face it. You don't have as many moments as you did. You certainly won't remember as many. How many times has somebody said, do you remember when we... And you're like, oh, well, kind of. But not really. And whose moment, who's capturing what? I don't know. I don't know why this... It just hit me. But I'm thinking about life. We've been talking about deceit. And I'm trying to put that all together some kind of way today on the show. See, because we've been deceived. I'm remembering a lot of the moment. Do you remember the moment of Hillary Clinton getting her butt kicked? I remember that moment. That's one I will remember for quite some time. I will remember talking about this episode of history where Donald Trump gets elected and then the deceit. What, everything that we've started discovering about what the country, what the government has been doing to us. But there's hope. See, the art of using deceit and cunning grow continually weaker and less effective to the user. That's a quote from John Tillotson. And Tillotson is saying, the more you deceive, the less people believe. So we are finally reaching a point where it's getting tougher and tougher to deceive us. All the left thinks they do. They want to believe that they are still able to do it, boy. We'll keep those investigations going. We're going to keep this thing moving. Donald Trump starts tweeting out, when are you going to end this thing? This is ridiculous. It needs to be over. And you know what? The public is finally going. It does need to be over. I talked about the poll I saw that said people care about Russia. 1%. Will it influence you in the next election? 1%. That's normally enough for the media to go, done deal. That's normally enough for the Democrats to go, move on. But they can't. I told you earlier in the broadcast, maybe we talked about it the other day, the Democrats are in a rock and a hard place. They shut down the Russian investigation, and guess what? The new one has to open up. It's not over. Trump's not that forgiving. They know this. Trump's going to be vindictive and say, why aren't you looking at Hillary? Do you look at his tweets. Trump's not saying, shut it down. It's stupid. That's the end of it. He's saying, they covered up for Hillary. Why aren't you investigating Hillary? When it's done here, it's going over there. And when it goes over there, those dominoes start to fall. Democrats can't let it go. I want to go back to the absurd. So we share this absurdity. Which, by the way, the Democrats are absurd. I just described it to you. But we share this absurdity with the Democrats. We share the absurdity that we believe in something bigger. And we believe in this infinite distance between us and this higher being. This thing that drives our actions and things of this sort. The existentialism, if you will, of God. And the Democrats believe in the absurd. That's where we partner with them. But here's where we distance ourselves from them. Our absurdity is in something that's bigger and more grandiose than we are, and it drives our actions to something for the greater good. Democrats believe in the absurd, and their absurdity drives you to evil. It drives you to things that cannot be productive for your society. It can't even be productive for you as an individual. It showcases all of the worst characteristics of man. Their absurdities do. Our absurdity, the thing that they try to ridicule us for, a belief in something bigger than we are, is not absurd at all. It's, as they say in the Bible, walk by faith, not by sight. And so that's what we do. Back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Let's take a little break from politics for just a second. I mean, it's not fully a break from politics. And let's go a little bit to pop culture. Always like to do that. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 24/7 on demand. 844-551-8255 if you want to call and talk to a brother. So, this next story is just flatly wrong. It's wrong on so many levels. Virgin Atlantic says it will feature love suites on some of its New York-bound jets that are designed with couples in mind. Yeah. Do you see the irony of Virgin Atlantic flying a plane that is a love suite? I mean, don't they have another airline called Slutty Pacific that they could put this on? Why does Virgin Atlantic want to promote the love suites? See, that's what the left will do to you. They will mess it up. They will change the definition of stuff. Virgin Atlantic. It's going to have three love seats and some of the Airbus A330-200 planes that are going to be joining the fleet in March. And it's got other special seating arrangements. What would that be? I'm just curious. Is it going to have like a tube, you know, in the middle? Will it have one of these robo sex bots that we've been hearing so much about? What is this going to have? This Airbus special seating that also has the three love suites. They say the love suites are, here we go, ideal for dual dining, watching movies together, or catching up on, and I'm not kidding, the article has quotes around work. The seats are located in the center of the cabin. And when I'm thinking, if this is a suite, is it like a private little room? I mean, what are you going to have in there? I can only picture these adult, you know, the places where you get adult movies. And I will be honest with you, I have never been in one of those joints. Never. And I am curious, but I've been told there are private screening rooms. Now, I don't know about you, but if I went into one of these adult, you know, video places, the last place I want to go is into a private screening room, because that has to be the nastiest place, one of the nastiest places on the planet. Yuck. Love Suites. Virgin Atlantic. The revamped upper class seating arrangements include, quote, Freedom Suites and extra private corner suites in the jet's upper cabin. It reminds me of one of the first trips I took to the Far East. And I flew Sing Air. And I should say for business, because I'd flown to the Far East many times, but I'd never flown Sing Air. And I'd heard a lot of, I've flown to the world, around the world multiple times, but I'd never flown Sing Air. And so I get in, and this jet is huge. There's three places where you entered the plane, and I'm entering in the third. And the company I worked for had just instituted you couldn't fly business class anymore, so I was with the heathens, right? And I get on the plane, and a lady comes up and offers me a mimosa. And I was like, oh, no. But the first thing I noticed outside of it must have been, no exaggeration, 30 flight attendants, male and female, 15 each. And I get on the plane, these leather seats are huge, and I got a private little screen for me. This is decades ago, folks. Private little DVD of my own. Not one that, you know, everybody watches the same movie. So I was blown away. I'm sitting on this seat, this big seat that I could curl up in and go to sleep. Nobody by me. No, I mean, I had no neighbor. And the lady comes up and offers me a mimosa, and I'm like, oh, no, hey, hold on a minute. Now, I'm not in business class, first class here. No, please don't come over here. Don't, you know, I didn't want to have to pay or, you know, get in some trouble. So she said, no, it's okay. You know, you want a mimosa? I was like, well, then yes, I'll have a mimosa. And then they come by later, and there's a menu, and it's got three choices, chicken, beef, and fish. And I'm looking at a menu going, what? They're going to feed us. And it wasn't like peanuts and pretzels and all that. It wasn't even one of those American Airlines deals. It was like, this menu was laminated. I mean, it was like, this is gourmet as far as air, you know, the air, you know, being in the air goes. So they bring me my beef meal, which wasn't bad. And then I put on my private video. Some other people are watching other stuff. I'm like, what in the world is going on here? What warped universe am I living in? So they had two other classes. They had business class and they had raffles class. If you've flown Sing Air, you know what I'm talking about. And I couldn't imagine what was going on in raffles, because if I was in better than business class, better than first class on a passenger jet in America, and I was in, you know, Bush League on Sing Air, so business class had to be just off the chain, and raffles, which was at the very front of the plane, I was going, I don't even want to know what's going on in there, because I know I'm going to be mad, right? But that's how good it was. So I can't imagine what Virgin Atlantic is going to be doing with these extra Freedom Suites that are up in the private corner. But they say all three private corner suites will include free Wi-Fi messaging and barista-style coffee menu. The planes are going to come with names like Strawberry Fields, Honky Tonk Woman, Scarlett O'Hara, and Daydream Believer. And they said, all of the 19 upper-class seats turn into beds. Yeah. They were purchased from another airline. They're being reconfigured. They're going to serve Manchester, England, to New York, to Boston, to San Francisco, and Barbados. So this is, the British are now going to get, you know, but let me just put it this way. Many people will probably be joining the Mile High Club when they fly Virgin Atlantic to any of those locations. Now, I don't know about you, but if you are, you know, sexually charged, can't you wait? I mean, is it really that big of a deal to go, you know, God, honey, you just got to the airport. I don't know what you did before that, but couldn't you have done something before that or after that? Why is it you got these people who want to cater to sexual appetites in the air? Can you not wait 2 or 3 hours? I get it. Plane, you know, 5, 6 hours, 8 hours to America. I understand. But you can wait. God, just amazing. Look, I think free Wi-Fi, I think barista-style coffee, that should be par for the course. We've become spoiled. They should all give us it. I fly Southwest with $8 for Wi-Fi. I'm not paying $8 for your sketchy Wi-Fi. Every time I've had to get that, I got it on business a couple times, I had to get a refund. It was sketchy. It would go out. I want consistent Wi-Fi. I want those to be the niceties of travel, given that you have to be locked up with some crazy people for that amount of time. People that can get you sick. For all you know, you got captured some Chinese flu on the airplane. Anyway, I thought that was an interesting story. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You having fun? I hope you're having fun. We are talking about the craziness of leftism. It approaches you just minute by minute, day by day. I don't know how many things I could talk to you about that showcase the lunacy of leftism. You send me notes all the time. Kevin, did you see this story? Did you see that? You hear about this? Hey, Kevin, check it out. Blah, blah, blah. You know, you tell me whether you're teachers, you're firemen, you're police officers, the corruption on the left, how these guys promise to protect you. They do none of it. They're so caught up in all these other issues that they find are important because they want to change the way we think. They want to, you know, mold our minds to believe as they do. See, I'm old school. And that doesn't mean that I'm an idiot. It doesn't mean that I'm stuck in a particular way. It just means that I have framed my ideas, the things that I believe are the constructs of my life, and I'm cool with that. You would think the left would be happy about that. Young brother, grew up in the country, you know, little old country bumpkin, lost his mom at an early age, dad in prison, but he did okay. He formulated these ideas. He doesn't hurt anybody. You know, he's just out there living a dream, living life in a good way. And but you look up and they're like, oh, you know, you're not a Democrat. You didn't vote for Obama. You know, and suddenly you don't think the way other black folks did. We thought we trained you better, boy. And then they get after me. They want to get me back on the plantation. Put me back in chains. Yeah, that dude that made Durbin makes the comment that chain migration is demeaning the blacks. You would think that Durbin would go when Donald Trump says, we don't want any chain migration. That means we don't want any slavery. But no, Durbin, that's going to scare black people. We can't say that. Hey, Dick, yeah, I don't need your help. Black folks don't need your help. The word chain does not scare me. We wear chains around our neck. I mean, I want you to think about the ridiculous nature of that comment. The chain migration thing is supposed to give...
Oh, that could be offensive to black people. Black people might be scared.
It's so insulting that I don't understand how the Republicans don't build... I would build an entire media around how insulting the left is on things like this. When Biden talked about putting us back, they, you know, yeah, they're going to change, all right. They're going to put y'all back in chains. And everybody's like, ooh, in the audience. Dumb, silly Negroes agree. They're going to put y'all back in chains. I would have looked up to Biden and said, I'd like to see him try. You think I'm ever going back in chains? You must be out of your ever-loving mind to think I will ever be anybody's slave. It'll never happen in a million years. And it won't happen to kids or grandkids or cousins or anybody else in my family. It's not going to happen. We will never be slaves. Unless we follow you clowns, then maybe. I just want to go back to the time where to what I remember things to be. And it isn't that I'm not ready to make any. I told you guys before, when I was a kid growing up, I didn't understand. I just knew they were gay funny. My grandmother called them funny people, these gay folks. And I knew I wasn't one, and I didn't want to be one. It wasn't that I didn't want to be around them. I had a friend of his name was Ernest, white dude. And Ernest is undoubtedly somebody's boyfriend today. I mean, there's not even a question in my mind. He's somebody's boyfriend. There are people that I suspected were not, they did not think the way I thought about sexuality, but I didn't care. Ernest was one of my buddies. We lived in a little town called Voca, right outside of Brady, the big metropolis of Brady, population 5,557. But we lived in Voca, population 13. And so we rode the bus together, all of us, these kids that lived in Voca. It was probably population 100 or something, but it was a little town. And so I saw Ernest every day, and he talked like this, and he was Gomer Pyle, you know, he was Jim Neighbors, like little buddy. He's very, oh my gosh, and I knew something was different about him, but it didn't matter. He was still my friend, and I haven't spoken to Ernest since I left the little town. But if I saw him today, I would just, with his guy, I would be just as excited to see Ernest as if I had seen him on the bus. Well, I'd be more excited because I saw him on the bus every day. But you get what I'm saying. Don't try to mess with me. So, I don't know. I don't want to say old school in a bad way, because there's nothing wrong with our sensibilities. There's nothing wrong with me saying, I knew there was something funny about Ernest. I didn't want to live his life, but Ernest had his life to live. I didn't care. I think that's the way most people grow up, until you get into this liberal vortex of, you better think like this or we will pound you. So now where are we at? Kevin, where are you headed with all this? The Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You go to KJRadio.com, you can get these segments anytime you want, 24/7, day or night, on demand. Liberals like that. They like to demand stuff. Get it on demand. It's at your call. My show is at your beck and call. Kevin, you said such and such. I had a guy write to me, says, Kevin, you had a dude on your show that was about blankety blank, this, that, and the other. And I went, no, that was not me. And then he wrote me back. It was a St. Louis market. He wrote me back. He goes, oh, sorry, that was Chris Arps. I look nothing like that, brother. Nothing. Mm-mm. I'm way too pretty. Oh, but it was radio. Sorry. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about. First transgender playmate. This happened a while back. And when I saw this, I was like, what has America become? Thailand? As Maury might say of Obama, you are the father. Now, for those wondering the impact of leadership on a country, look no further than the policies of Barack Obama. He put America so far forward that transsexuals no longer knew what bathroom to use. They've been using the bathroom for decades, for centuries, coming up to the point of Barack Obama, and he moved them forward to the point of, I don't know, which one do we use? Maybe we need our own. Look, I'm all for equality, but it shouldn't be based on sexuality. So when Playboy succumbed to this flavor of progressivism, I just said to myself, where are we? Where are we as a country? This story was in Breitbart. Playboy magazine announced its November issue will feature magazine's first transgender playmate, French model Inez Rowe. And here's what Inez, the model, said. It's how I celebrated my coming out, actually. I took that chance, and then I signed with an agency. And so my first thought when I was thinking about, here's a transsexual that's going to be on Playboy, because quite frankly, I don't really care. There's got to be a magazine for transsexuals where they go, you know, tranny out or whatever. And they go, hey, here we are. Boom, boom, boom. And for the record, probably gorgeous. I've watched Maury. You know those shows where you got to pick, is it a man or is it a woman? And I, in full disclosure, I get it wrong a lot. I know. And it, So do you. Don't even front out there. If you've ever watched those shows, if you're a dude, you are not 100%. I don't know a guy on the planet. You'd have a better chance picking the winner of the Final Four next year, right now, or, you know, this coming up in March Madness, than you would getting even over 80% on Mari. I'm telling you, you can't tell. These people are just like, what? Well, can I get a what? What? But here's what I was thinking. Can't men have anything, doggone it? We had Playboy as a kid growing up, the centerfold. You know, Playmate of the Month was always some hot girl and catering to us. Why is it that the transsexual community can't get its own call it Playboy, get your own magazine, and you guys, I don't, you know, go do your thing. I do not want, and I think that, and people out there listening, okay, well, you don't want to appreciate the beauty of a transsexual? That's not what I said. Not at all. I told you, on Mari, I'm often fooled. They're beautiful, but they're boys. They're boys. And I can appreciate, it's like looking at a handsome guy. One of my best friends is one of the most handsome guys on the planet. Boy, Kirby's a good-looking guy. But I've never wanted to see him as a centerfold. So what's the deal? Oh, man. So Hugh Hefner dies. The very next month, what do they do? Playboy goes, well, you know, it's an honor to Hugh Hefner. The dude who had nothing but beautiful starlets in Playboy Mansion. We're going to put a transsexual on the cover of Playboy. Woo-hoo-hoo! And again, I'm not trying to be a prude. I'm just saying there's got to be a magazine for that. It's like the left say, we got to ruin every tradition. And for the record, I haven't looked at a Playboy centerfold in ages. And I'm at a point where I wouldn't even encourage kids to do it. Okay? But they probably do. I mean, you're going to eventually have to confront sexuality. But I'm saying, why can't there just be something that, and, you know, if you're going to have it, it should be, okay, here's a coming-of-age thing for young boys who know they're boys. Why, where's that gone? Yikes.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJ Radio. We're also on Facebook under the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, I believe. Or you could look us up under the Black Sphere Radio Show, something like that. One or the other. You can find us if you want to. And Kurt Martin runs the radio program for me. Kurt's a star. Dude is a stud. And, he's on top of it. And I got to tell you, I thank God for the good people that are involved with this. And I put this shout out every now and then to say, if you want to get involved with us in a way, and no matter how much you can contribute, the only thing we ask is, what are you good at and how much time can you give us? And then we will move forward. But would love to have you guys involved. We can't do this by ourselves. It takes a lot of time and energy. So we're talking about this situation in New York, brought on by leftism, Don't let them try to push this off on somebody else. Leftists created this situation in New York with terror. And it goes back even beyond Chuck Schumer in the 1990s. But that was the beginning when Chuck Schumer said, America needs more diversity. The most diverse country on the planet needs more diversity. We speak more languages, we have more religions, we have more culture than anywhere on the planet. And these guys say, well, you need to bring in some Papua New Guineans. Sorry, we got them. We got everybody. But I can name you many countries where they don't have diversity. They're not looking for more white folks. By the way, I tell white people this all the time. People act like y'all are the dominant race around the globe. You're not. People of color outnumber you. Something like 2-3 to 1. You know what? If I were white, I would be the most crazy white. They would go, man, he's a nationalist. Because I would be like, look at all these countries of color that nobody wants to go to. Y'all criticize the white man all the time. Then you come and you brown the country. We leave and go somewhere else and make it beautiful. And then y'all want to come running back to us. I would be talking smack like this daily. And it's funny because I know like there was a dude, he started something like white people's whatever. And I got after him because I don't think you should have to be talking about people in terms of color. But I get his point. He's like one of these white guys going, I'm sick of being the butt of the joke, or, you know, the mean-spirited boogeyman bad guy of everything. I'm not the guy hiding in the closet. I'm not the guy hiding under your bed. I'm not the boogeyman. So I get it. You know who's making these iconic cities around the world? Cities that used to be full of adventure, full of romance. When someone would talk about, you know, Kevin, let's meet in Bogota. And let's go do blinky blinker. Let's go meet in, you know, Lima, Peru, so we can go mountain, you know, backpacking, you know, in the Andes or whatever. It was a sense of adventure. Now you got to worry about, is there a terrorist lurking in the jungle? You know, somebody wanting to kill me in Africa? Don't even go there. I got a friend. He hasn't been back to Africa. He's from Egypt. Been here since 1974. He says last time he went back to Egypt was 1989. He said he went because his brother was kind of in with the government. So he would go to Egypt. His brother would pick him up, run interference for him because he's an Egyptian that refused to speak Arabic anymore. And that he would go there and they'd say things like, why don't you speak Arabic? And he goes, why should I? I'm an American citizen now. And they were mad at him. He's totally Egyptian with a very, you know, Arabic accent. Why should I speak Egyptian? Why should I speak Arabic when I'm an American? Like that. And they're like, and they're giving him grief to get into a country where he was born and raised. Anyway, his brother picked him up in 1989, but his brother died shortly thereafter. So he says, I've never had a reason to go back. I don't want to be hassled. He goes, I don't want to go back and have to, you know, figure out, you know, he's a Coptic Christian, by the way. He goes, I don't want to deal with any of the things that could potentially happen. He goes, I'm happy to be in America. He hates Obama. Hates him. He know what Obama did to his country. But anyway, here's my point. Take all these great cities, London, Paris, Brussels, New York, whatever. You know what you have? You have a place where you got to watch your back. It's not about the adventure or the feeling that's like going to New York. I remember the first time I went to New York, it was like, whoa, man, look. You know, I just this wide-eyed, bushy-tailed little country boy going, this is amazing. It's so cool. Not anymore. I go to New York. This is true. Y'all don't think I'm lying. Last time I was in New York, I ate at the same restaurant 5 times. I walked from my hotel to the restaurant. Boop, took it back, ate it 5 times. Lunch and dinner, lunch and dinner, lunch. And then I took off. I don't even adventure. I don't go out and go, oh, wow, this is really cool. Let's see what else is new here. Whatever. It's so congested. It's such a typical liberal crap hole that you go, why bother? And then you got to watch your back. I told you that one time when something backfired in Times Square, pow. And time literally stood frozen for a second and a half. Everybody just, and then you saw the cop kind of look over, and it was a car that backfired. Never forget it. It was that commercial where everything froze. Just for that split second. Like the atomic clock stood still. Just weird stuff, man. Weird stuff. Prior to the attack in New York, there had been 1,751 global terror attacks in the name of Islam so far in 2017. 1,751. These attacks occurred in 57 countries in which 12,454 people were killed. 12,464 people were injured. Now you can add 8 more people killed and 12 more people injured. One more global terror attack. And you can bet that since the terror attack in New York yesterday, that there are additional terror attacks that have occurred around the world. In 2016, folks, there were 2,491 Islamic attacks in 59 countries. So you can see this is a good year for terror in terms of terror attacks. 2,491 in all of 2016, year to date, 1,751. So we're on a run rate of around 2,000. We might have a quarter less terror attacks than we did last year. And that's going to be a good year. In 2016, 21,261 people were killed in terror attacks, 26,722 injured. A good year, by the way, in comparison to 2015, where there were 2,884 Islamic terror attacks around the world in 53 countries, in which 27,600 plus people were killed. 26,000 and change were injured. Anybody think that leftists have any idea that there have been 7,127 global terror attacks by radical Muslims over the past 3 years, and in that time, over 50,000 people have been killed. I would love for someone to tell me what Christianity would be looked at if we had that kind of record of carnage. Think they could tell you the countries where these attacks have occurred? Think I could tell you what country where the most heinous loss of life occurred? For the record, the worst terror attack in 2017 was in Somalia. 358 people were killed, 429 injured, when somebody strapped on, put some explosives in a truck and drove it into a market. A truck. Not killed by guns, people. See, the media only wants you to hear about terror when it occurs in civilized countries. They tell you of the attacks in Paris, Brussels, London, Miami, New York, but they won't tell you about the attacks that happened in Chad, Somalia, and various other places. You should see the list. It's daunting. I mentioned this before when I covered the decades of terror. 3 terror attacks in the 70s. In the 80s, 657 people were killed, 303 wounded, and less than a dozen terror attacks around the country. In the 90s, 1,049 people killed, 757 people wounded in the entire decade of the 90s. And in 2017, we have 1,752 global terror attacks, and we've got thousands of people who have been killed. 12,000 plus so far this year killed and 12,000 injured, more than the entire decade of the 60s, of the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s in a single year, and we're not even done with this year. Can you remember the first terror attack of this year from Esteban Santiago, a man who attacked the airport in Fort Lauderdale on behalf of ISIS? Because most Americans can't even name that. That's how terror has become. We just forget about it.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.